Happy Tuesday. I had to think about it. It feels weird. I feel like it's not Tuesday. So pardon me in advance. So I hope everybody is doing good. I hope you enjoyed this little of a chill day on the east side. Right? I was like, it was very hot the other day, very cool today. But hey, I'll take a cool day, you know? Felt good to be able to wear some sweats and not dropping a whole bunch of sweat everywhere. So hey, no complaints here. If you guys are ever needing any prayer requests, you know, any prayer whatsoever, please send your prayer requests to prayer@shakirarobministries.org, and we got you. Okay, so we got some things going on. We have a women's online support group through Zoom on the ministry page this Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30, and it is definitely to bring all women, you know, whether you're a Christian, whether you're not a Christian, together to support one another, to support each other, because there's a lot going on, as you know. So please go on to shakirarobministries.org this Thursday, click on the link, bring you right through Zoom, and please join us. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to be very fun, and also, like I said, supportive. I'm also offering mentoring, available one-on-ones, sessions just for women only. Again, hit the website, send in, you know, hit me up and let me know if you're interested in that, and I will respond. And again, that's going to be on the shakirarobministries.org. So our message today, guys, is our love for God. You know, we hear a lot of love from God, but what about our love for God? Amen. So we're going to just start off in prayer and just get right into it. Lord God Almighty, in Christ Jesus, we enter in Christ Jesus' name this evening, and we ask Holy Spirit for you to come in. I submit myself to you, and I want you here. I welcome you here. I invite you here, and I want you to come in. I ask that you will lead, God, and direct us all. Help me to speak the way you want me to speak, and help those to hear what you want them to hear. We give you all the glory and honor in Christ Jesus' name. So this message is the love for God, right? So this message is our love for him in the relationship that we have for God. You know, it's so much stuff that's out there about his love for us, but you rarely hear a message about our love for him and how that impacts our relationship with him and how he feels. We act like God is just a robot, and we treat him so regular. We treat him with such disrespect and disregard. And we don't look at him as God, one, the Holy of Holies, but we don't look at him in the capacity of the relationship that we share with him and how he feels also, right? And so if you're in a relationship with someone, that's two people, right? And both of you guys feel something for each other, right? It is not a one-way relationship. It is not us just going to God, pray, do, Lord, do. And if you don't do what I want, then I'm done with you, Lord. We're just going to be dismissive towards him. And when you think about that, that's really hurtful, right? That's like very hurtful, because that just shows that we're in a relationship just to be with him because we're using him, right? And let's face it, that's the majority of the relationships. Let's say relationships, because you know that's not a relationship. But that's the majority of the garbage that is out there. And we all know that's not a relationship. That's using somebody, right? And we'll use God's love to manipulate from our sins. Well, I can go and curse so-and-so out. I can go sleep with so-and-so's husband. I can go cheat on my wife. I can do these. I can do that. I can treat my children any kind of way. I can neglect them. I can just forsake them. And you know what? God only knows my heart. He'll forgive me, yada, yada. No, we got it messed up. We got it messed up. God is a God of love, but he also is the God of judgment. And he is a God of wrath also. You know what I'm saying? So, and you learn about God's characteristics and personality by having a real relationship with him and also reading and studying his word. And you see how he is, how he interacted with our biblical ancestors, and also how he is with us in our everyday relationship, right? So, you know, so we as his creations were created to be loved by him, not played by him. Amen. And he also doesn't expect he also is not accepting us to play him. He's not going to receive our usury relationship. He's also not going to receive our unhealthiness in the relationship that we're willing to enter in with him on our sometimey beliefs. Nah, he's not accepting that. And because he's not accepting that, we also have to be very careful, because if he is not accepting that, that means that you will not be entering into the kingdom of heaven. You won't be entering in, neither will your household. You feel what I'm saying? Because most likely you're teaching this garbage to your children. And then your children's children is teaching that garbage to them. And then before you know it, it's being passed down 4 to 7 generations of garbage. And so then when people come who speak the truth, we get offended and we get in our feelings. But that's by the grace of God that he allows his remnant of real anointed, gifted teachers and preachers to be released in the earth through the power of the Holy Spirit by his grace to tell you the truth so that you can get your sins right, reposition yourself in the relationship with him correctly and according to his will. So that way you can enter into heaven and then teach your children the correct way so that they can too enter into heaven. Amen. And so this message is definitely about the Lord. It is definitely about how we interact with him and the love we have for him. Love to God is based on obedience. So if I say, Lord, I love you, I better have some fruits of obedience, right? I better have you. My walk, right? It should be lining up with that word. Amen. I should have some seeds, right? Some fruit of obedience that matches that Bible that says that I love God. And it's something that he is receiving, that he accepts from me. Because if he's not accepting it, that's a problem, right? That's a big problem. Because if he's not accepting my statement of love for him, then something is wrong with my walk. And I need to make those corrections while I still can, while he's still giving me life on the earth to be able to make that correction before my death date arrives. Because, you know, once you're dead, it's over. There is no, Lord, please forgive me, I didn't know. Because he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. And it's too late at that point, you know. So we want to be able to make sure we utilize the grace that he's given us by waking us up. I see a lot of people on Facebook be like, oh, I thank God for giving me another day. And that's a blessing. But what are you doing in that day for God? You see what I'm saying? It's a wonderful thing for God to give you a day, but a day to do what? Is it another day to just sin? Is it another day just to neglect your family? Is it another day to cheat on your wife? Is it another day to talk bad about people, to hate on people, to be jealous of people, to want to fight people, to do all this nonsense and killing and all this hatred? Is that another day for that? Or is it a day that the Lord has given you to be able to correct that behavior? That day to cry out to God, to humble yourself and say, Lord, I had it messed up. I was treating you like I dream of genie doll instead of treating you as the great I am that you are. Is it a day that he has given you so that you can say, you know what? I messed up, Lord. I've been messing up, and I have no excuses before you because I've done these things because I wanted to, and I was wrong, and I ask you to forgive me and to meet me here in my wickedness. Because he says, if you humble yourselves, if you call out his name and humble himself, he said, and turn from your wicked ways, he will hear you and heal your land. So you do your part, he's going to do his part. And together you experience him together. You get to experience God in a very real way. And you'll get to be able to have an experience that will last with you forever. It will be an everlasting experience. And you will be able to be like, I remember when God did that. Amen. I remember when God showed me this. I remember when he taught me that. And so that is your relationship. And you begin to grow and you begin to develop and you get to know him for yourself. And then you will be able to see all the nonsense that's out there. And you'll know that's not of God because you have your own relationship with him. And therefore, You'll know the bull crap. You'll know the false prophets. You'll know all the hustlers in Christ Jesus' name. You'll know all the preachers who are not trained, not developed, just out there based on other stuff, but not trained or raised up and authorized through Christ Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we have a great opportunity here. And that is grace. That is the gift, is the grace. That he's giving us the grace to wake up that day, to turn, to change, to become authentic, real and true, in him, for him, for the glory of his kingdom, right? He is God. We're not God. We're his created creations. We didn't create him. He created us. He doesn't need us to believe in him because he still exists. But we need to believe in him so that we can inherit things that do not belong to us. We need to believe in him because the peace that passes all understanding is in Christ Jesus. And I don't know about you, I need that peace. I have to have it. I'm very addicted to it. I gotta have the peace of Christ Jesus, or you're going to see me on the 6 o'clock news special edition broadcasting. Now they have that breaking news. You will see my face on there if I didn't have access to the peace of Christ Jesus, the peace that's in Christ Jesus. And so it's imperative that we align our lives, our hearts, our minds, our being, how we really are and how we really feel in agreement into God. And that relationship that we have with him, because that is the very thing that is going to hold you together on the earth, and the very entity that's going to bring you when you transition from this life to the next. So the relationship with God is imperative because it plays two parts. It plays a part here on the earth, and then it plays a part when you die and you transfer over to heaven or hell. That relationship is still, you know, that relationship is going to sustain you in both realms. You know what I'm saying? And so it is so important that we have a right standing with God, and that we treat God with the proper respect, and that we have love for God in our relationship to Him, and that the love that we have for Him is honorable, and the love that we have from Him, most importantly, He receives. Because if He, like I said, if He doesn't receive your love that you profess for Him, which is obedience, then we have to check ourselves, because that has everything to do with your entrance into heaven. And so, you know, we want to secure our place. We want to make sure that, hey, when my death date arrives, I ain't gonna have no problems. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna have no hiccups. I'm going to be able to get into the Holy of Holies. Amen. And so I really wanted to make sure that this was a message that was direct and clear. You know, it's like I said, it's a lot of garbage out there. It's a lot of what God's going to do, how God's going to bless you, what God's going to give you, what, you know, tithe this amount and He'll bless you with that amount. Tithing is not a hustle. Tithing is a spiritual entity that devours the power of Satan in your life. So you could tithe all you want. It's not going to make you a millionaire unless God has ordained that for you to be. But tithing has everything to do with a spiritual entity of protection against the enemy, not so that you will receive coins for your coins. This is not a gambling thing here. You know what I'm saying? So you tithe because God said, hey, if you tithe, that's the one promise he says. He said, hey, I promise you, you know, like, I got you. You know what I'm saying? But never did he say that you tithe and I'll make you a millionaire. He never said that in his word. And so we have to be very careful that we're not being hustled by the hustlers. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, there's a lot of garbage out there. It's a lot of ghetto preaching. Oh, he don't like you and this, that, and the third. And, you know, all the haters this and the haters and that. That's not biblical. The Bible says, love your enemy as I have loved you. Right? To love and to forgive as He has loved and forgived us. I ain't hear nothing other than that. Did you hear that? You feel me? Cool. We're on the same sheet of music. And so before, you know, I close in this message, I want to make sure that we have a clear understanding. Our love for God equals obedience. Our love for God is something that He accepts and receives from us. If He doesn't receive it, if He doesn't accept it, it is the way that you are living. It is the conditioning of your heart. And so those things have to get right so that He will receive your love and you will be walking in obedience. And then you can say, I love you, Lord, with truthfulness to that, because you are obeying Him. Your life is aligned up to the way He wants your life to be aligned up, and He is pleased. Then you can boldly say on the earth, I love you, Lord. And so I just really want to, you know, just bring some reality, some biblical reality back into the world, man. There's so much trash that's out there. It's just unbelievable what I see on the platform, on the biblical platform. Well, I shouldn't say biblical. I should say what I see on the church platform. It is so ungodly. It is so annoying, and it really pisses me off, to tell you the truth. It really makes me angry. because so many people are being deceived. And I have a compassion for the people who really want to know God, really want to understand God, and really want to have a real authentic relationship with God. I feel for them, because the people that are out there are garbage outside of the anointed ones. And there's just a handful of the anointed ones who truly love the Lord. It's such a small portion compared to all the ones that are out there. And so I just pray God does a mighty shift, that he will remove all these false prophets and all the garbage that is out there for the genuine seeker, for the genuine believer, to be able to, you know, get the truth, to get the biblical truth, to get the real honesty of the Lord God Almighty in Christ Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And so I'm going to wrap this up. I hope you guys have an awesome, awesome, awesome week. Please check us out on check us out this Thursday for the women, for the online women's support group. It's called A Woman's Love, the support group, because women, we are the heartbeat of our home. How our heart moves in our house impacts our husbands and our children. And it's so imperative that our heart is beating love. And especially Christian women, we want to make sure that we have a healthy home emotionally and spiritually, right? So check us out Thursday on ShakiraRobMinistries.org, 7:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And again, please send your prayer request to prayer@ShakiraRobMinistries.org. I am looking forward to seeing you guys. If you have any problems with the link, let me know. I'll personally send it to you, because I really want you guys to join this. So, like I said, have a great rest of the week.